Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a getaway Friday, August 25th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, last Friday in the month of Augusto. August, we'll be moving into September next Friday. It is the big Friday Night Live program here on WGH Talk, and it's so glad to have the full gang in force tonight back in the studio. It's been a while. Matt was in Wisconsin last week, and we were at the Bratwurst Festival. Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and Carrington Nelson. Now, the reason I drew her name out so far is because we were doing a television taping the other night of a new show we're doing here as well, which you'll be able to check out on YouTube every week. It's a version of this show, but with current events. Last week, Mary Ellen Withrow sat in with us. And at one point during the show, I turned and wanted Carrington to answer a question. And apparently, I did not say her name correctly. And she was all over me like I had committed a fatal sin in the Bible. I mean, it was bad. Matt, you were there. You saw it happen. You're a witness to the crime. You'll be contacted by the police. I've filed a report, so you'll be giving a deposition.
It'll be great.
It'll be great?
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like he's on my side.
What do you think? She snapped at me.
I thought it was funny. I honestly didn't even
realize. You never snap at the moderator.
I honestly thought you didn't. I honestly didn't even realize you said it.
See, neither did I.
I mean,
what did I say?
Usually I correct
you. You said Kerrigan.
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 That's a cute name.
That's a cute name, but it's not my name.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're just going to remember it next time.
Sean, you... Oh, jeez Louise. She's getting more spiteful as the weeks go on. Sean, you were there. Did you know that I had done this?
Yeah, I heard you.
But Kerrigan.
Yeah.
I might do it again tonight. I don't know. It just sort of happens.
Yeah.
Your name has a lot of to it.
Yeah. It's three syllables.
Carrington.
Yeah. You know, in like elementary school when you had to clap out your name with syllables.
But did you ever have a nickname?
No, not really.
Can I call something like K-Dog?
We could try it out.
We can shorten it right up. You have to get a stage name.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to talk about it later.
Honest to God, how much fun are you having doing this show? No, don't lie.
I'm having a blast. I thought there were budding friendships developing here, but...
Well, there are.
Oh, no. As I learned before the show began,
No, we're friends. We're all becoming friends, I think. Pretty soon, we'll be, you know, hanging out and doing all that sort of fun stuff. But the television show, which is online now, by the way, go to YouTube, search Exchange, and you'll get the first episode. That's going to be a thing. Now, Mary Ellen was the guest last week. Now, this week, I think we're going to have a music performance on the show. I can't confirm that, but we're going to have a budding musical talent on that show. So not only will we have the interplay between the three of us, we will have a Southern person on the panel, and then country music live in the studio.
Wow, I can't wait.
Be like Ellen.
Just like Ellen.
Or The View. And Sean is the producer and cameraman on this show. You don't see him, but he is there for all this.
I am.
Is the show not the most entertaining thing you've ever seen in the world?
Yes.
Only second to this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the number one show on radio. That's the number one show on television. We are the arbiters of entertainment in Marion. That's all you need to know. We have a top 10 list tonight, being back in the studio. I'm so glad we have another top 10 list. We had a good one this morning. That was a lot of fun.
I think Bob might be mad at me because I said no this
morning. You said Bob's list stunk this morning, and Bob will never send us another list. Poor Bob in Columbus. Now, we are back in the studio as well, so we have our sound effects, which I always appreciate. Get ready for it. Here it comes. Yeah! There it was. Larry Barnett. Now, Matt, tell people, you were here for that.
It was... Genuinely...
Who it is and what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
I'll give him to him again.
Yeah! Okay. Larry Barnett was a former Major League Baseball umpire.
MVP.
And that is what he is saying, you're out.
That was his you're out call. He did that right in the studio at like 7:30 in the morning.
It's a little startling.
It startled me.
I was not ready for that.
And then we have our good friend at 91 years old now, as of August the 2nd, I believe, George Kasotis. Everybody's got to learn this song.
P. Cheers, 117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Thank you, George. Carrington, my goal in life is for you to sing that on the air. That's my goal in life.
I'm speechless. Why me?
Because you're the girl, and we want you to sing.
What?
We're getting a call. Listen, get ready. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was watching the news, and they said that there's 5 people in a murder-suicide in Ohio, but they didn't say where or anything. You guys know anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. We'll Google that during the break. Or we'll Google it now.
Yeah,
we'll see if we can get any information on that. What did you think of the show earlier today? Good show?
Yeah, good show.
You enjoy this group already tonight? You ready for the loaded and ready for bear?
Yeah, but I think you better start calling Carrington by her real name.
Yeah, she's getting a little feisty, don't you think?
Yeah, because I'd hate to see some charges brought up on you and...
Charges? Listen, you know that on this show we've had a lot of different women. It's been a revolving door. But I don't think anybody have ever got as feisty with me as Carrington here.
Yeah, she's kind of feisty.
Kind of feisty. Got a little feisty too. Where are you from, Carrington?
Marion.
The southern tip of Marion? You got that like hill jack in you.
Yeah, the southern twang.
Got a little hill jack in yourself there. Hey, well, if we get any information, we'll let you know. Thanks for being out there.
Yep.
All right. Oh, okay. Got the information on this?
It says something online about Uptown Police Department, so...
As opposed to the downtown police department?
No, Uniontown. I'm sorry. I can't
read
it.
Oh, did you mispronounce a word?
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen,
when you're on this show giving the news, you better say... Uptown or Uniontown or whatever you said.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Uniontown Police Department.
Are your parents listening?
I don't think so. They are at a football game this evening.
Oh, what football game?
The Pleasant versus Winford game, I believe.
Oh, you know what? Pleasant beat North Union.
That's what I heard.
I was shocked. I didn't think that would happen.
Yeah, Pleasant's definitely had their years, but I don't know. My dad projected that he thinks that we might be able to pull it off tonight, as in Pleasant winning. But we'll see.
We have one more sound effect here we have to get through. My good friend Barbara Walters.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters. And you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. And that's what you Downs did for many, many years on a show called 2020 on Friday nights, by the way. Barbara Walters would do a fantastic interview with like a president or a potentate or a head of state, and you would be sitting in the studio, and Barbara would come back after doing all this bulwark, and you Downs would look in the camera and go, "Thank you, Barbara. Good night, everybody. This has been 2020. And he made millions of dollars doing that. So God bless you Downs. He was an Ohio boy. We have to do something right off the top of Opal. Opal Covey. Now, if you don't know who Opal Covey is, she is one of our dear friends here, and we like to keep up with people in the world. Opal Covey is a prophetess. She ran for mayor of Toledo, Ohio. She's been a dear friend of the station for years, and this is what you need to... She's nuts. She's crazy. She's insane. And, there's no joke about it, but she's a friend of ours, so we like to check up with her on the air, and she called this week and left me a message, and God knows I'm not calling her off the air, so I'm going to take a little time here on the top. You don't mind, do you?
No, go ahead.
Do you mind?
Nope.
Okay, do you mind?
Absolutely not.
You love Opal.
I love Opal.
By the way, Matt, tell your story of meeting Opal Covey in Toledo.
Oh, meeting Opal was great. She had this whole American flag dress on. It was nice. We did the interview at a McDonald's. People were coming up to her. Everybody knows who she is in Toledo.
Yeah, she's been banned from the Home Depot.
She's been banned from the Walmart.
And she asked you to read the Bible.
Yeah, she pulled me aside after the interview and told me that if I read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, I could get to where she is.
That's all you need.
Yeah, just those 3 books.
She didn't say just start with those 3 books, and eventually I can get to where she is.
Oh.
All right, let's give this a shot here. Our dear friend Opal Covey. Let's pray to God she's home.
Exciting.
She might be at Walmart getting kicked out.
Yeah, she went there and bought some ice cream or something. All right, let's see here.
She's not at Office Depot. Uh-oh. Home Depot? Home wherever Depot. She got kicked out of. She's not there.
Oh, here we go. I can't believe she wouldn't be home. This is great radio. Dialing.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Opal, it's Scott Spears. I'm just returning your phone call here at WGH Talk. Feel free to give me a buzz back, 740-383-9944. Hope all is well with you and your dealings with Home Depot and Walmart and all the things there in Toledo. And it's always good to hear from you, Opal. Please give us a buzz back. Hope all is well with you, good health, so on and so forth. 740-383-9944. Thank you, Opal. There we go. Well, that is a kind of a bit of a letdown. Where would she be? She has no friends and nobody likes her. So I'm surprised that she would not be by her phone.
She might be down to that McDonald's if we admit it.
I'll try her again in 5 minutes. Maybe the phone call woke her up there. You know. But in any event, let's move on to the first subject here on the program today. It's one that we did on the television program, but we really did not delve into this in great detail because it was the last subject we covered the other night. And I love this subject because it proves what I've been saying year after year after year, is that nobody stays married, nobody stays in a relationship, and a new study agrees with me on this, that people who actually stay in a marriage and people who actually stay in a relationship, only 15%. Is the study. That's, you know, just about 1 out of 10. That's not good stuff. What do you make of this, Sean? We didn't get to hear your opinion. You were behind the camera the other night.
Well, I think it's true. I'm going to have to go agree to that because marriage is like, it's not lasting anymore. They don't last like they used to back in the days.
But why is that number so low? Why can't people stick with one person?
Well, a lot of these people want open relationships, too. That's part of the problem.
Now, what is an open relationship? Is that where you're still with somebody and you're with somebody else?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's how I... Anyway. Matt, what do you think?
I kind of want to know how they get their numbers.
It's a study. We never question studies.
I just don't understand by what they mean by, like never leave the relationship. How long is the relationship that they are taking, like, studies of?
Till death do you part.
Yeah, but...
See, doesn't that sound like love?
I think Karen...
Isn't that a loving term? Till one of you dies, you're stuck together for the rest of your life. Those are the wedding vows.
And nobody sticks to them.
No, because it's prison.
Yeah, I wouldn't stick to them either.
It's like working on a chain gang. Oh, it's like a chain gang.
You're just stuck in there till you die.
Till you die. till one of you dies, you're in this. It's a suicide pact. Till one of you is gone. All right.
Why don't they change that?
You know, at some point, I'd just be praying. I'd be praying for that person to go or for me to go. I'd say, come on, come on, come on. Something's got to give here. Because we're sitting there, we're both on our cell phones at the restaurant, not talking to each other, and we've had enough. Life has come to a standstill. All right, what do you think, Carrington?
Yeah, I agree with what Matt said. I'm just confused about where the numbers come from. 15%.
We never question studies. All we say is a study has proven... That 15% of people.
Where was who did the study?
Harvard.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see the papers. Come on, prove it.
Here we go. Surliness again. No, it's a study.
Right.
Yeah, but usually studies will, like, say, from the University of so-and-so.
I'll try to look it up, okay? Turn your brain.
All right. I want to know.
All right. But the question is, why is this the case?
Maybe the accessibility of people, you know... We have social media. I mean, I was talking about social media and like,
about
your
affairs.
Phones. No, not affairs. Just like it's easier to meet people now, I would assume. You know, you could just stumble upon someone much easier online.
Like when you're in a thing?
I guess. I mean, I'm just thinking of reasons you would leave. And you guys all reference marriage as a trap. So, you know, if you're feeling trapped and then you stumble upon something else that presents itself.
Why do you feel it's not a trap? Because you're in love?
Yeah, that is what I think.
But see, nobody can define love, so here's your problem.
Yeah, you have to define it with the other person.
Really?
Yeah, I think
you guys
just...
get together and...
Yeah, I have a meeting about it.
What's your definition of love? Here's my definition.
Oh, yeah.
You do the dishes, and I'll load the dishwasher, and that's love.
Yeah, well, it's just a contract of, like, this is how things are going to run.
Why do you need paperwork to be with somebody?
You don't need the paperwork to be with somebody. There's probably plenty of people out there that don't get married but still continue on in their years of dating.
You know, I love the other night. Now, I hate to give this away because it is part of the television show, that which is online as of today, by the way. Just search The Exchange. Mary Ellen Withrow was a guest, and we brought this subject up with her. And she said there was a man. Now, she said this on camera, so it's not like I'm telling tales out of school here. She said there was a man that she hired that had been married and divorced 5 times. And she said if she had known that, she would have never hired him, just simply based on that fact. Because I think she basically said it showed bad judgment. I think Mary Ellen's right. If you are married and divorced more than twice, you obviously have some character flaw and some bad judgment. I wouldn't hire you either.
I think that they just might have difficulty coming to agreements on things. I feel like a lot of a marriage is just, can you and this other person see eye to eye on something? And if you aren't seeing eye to eye, how can you guys compromise?
Yeah, but didn't Mary Ellen say, I don't think somebody should be married 5 times? Wasn't that the quote?
Yeah, but because he got married 5 times, that proves there's poor judgment. It's like, right, maybe you should have pumped the brakes.
Right, but why don't they pump the brakes? I mean, after two, don't pump the brakes. Has somebody cut your brake lines? That's what I start thinking.
There are some real bozos out there.
But this isn't always a man thing, though. I know a lot of women married and divorced men.
Yeah,
many
no,
times.
No. Any male and female can
woman
be a bozo.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. But what is, I mean, if you got through 2 marriages, would you ever marry again?
I've never been married a first time, let alone twice.
But if it happened, we don't know what's going
to
happen.
No, I know. It's just hard to think about that position.
Being married or being divorced?
Being married and divorced twice.
Oh, but what's happened?
Oh, no, it's happened to
other
people.
I
don't want that to happen to me, but no, I think I would probably not try again.
But at what point do you have to take self-responsibility and say, listen, there's something wrong with me?
I think 2 is a great number. Whenever you've tried it once, it's like, okay, maybe this one wasn't the one. You try it again, and you're like, okay, fingers crossed, this one's the one. The third time, it's like,
This is the third one.
The third one.
The fourth one.
No,
the fifth one.
After 2, you need to do some internal reflection. Like, I guess on whenever people start signing marriage certificates, they need to sign, like, okay, and if it doesn't work out, here's the rules, you know?
But how much, now, be honest from the female perspective here, because we've heard it from the male perspective, how much does the guy's money matter?
I don't think it matters to me a bunch.
A bunch? Well, what's a bunch? That's very vague. That's androgynous.
I would want somebody that was previously self-sufficient.
So, no, but, I mean, if they don't buy you dinner, let's say the first 6 months, if you're going Dutch everywhere, is that guy staying in the picture?
I don't think that's a huge problem. I'd probably eventually bring it up and be like, hey, we could just like take turns paying for something because it's annoying to pull out 2 cards. But no, I don't mind paying for my own stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in...
Does the guy have to drive everywhere?
He doesn't have to. I don't love driving, but if he likes to drive, which most guys that I've talked to have enjoyed driving, then I'm like, oh, this works out. You okay. Go ahead and drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the man has to take charge.
Take charge?
Is that
what? Where did you get that from?
Maybe the headphones over here aren't working properly.
Yeah,
no, it sounds like you want somebody to drive you around, like a chauffeur, and you want... It sounds like really what you want is a chauffeur. That's what I heard,
Matt. I never said I wanted a chauffeur.
Matt, is that what you heard? That's what I heard.
No, I don't think that is what I heard.
Oh, what did you hear?
She said, I don't mind driving myself places... But if the other person likes driving, which most guys I've talked to have, they can drive because they like to do it anyways. Perfect.
I wonder if Matt's replacement will agree with me next week. So let's try this again, Matt.
Yep.
That's what you heard. Well, I don't know. That's not what I heard. What'd you hear, Sean?
I hear some of what Matt and everybody saying. Yeah,
so. I mean, but the man's got to drive and apparently buy you dinner.
But she's saying that it's totally opposite. She wants the driver. If the man wants to drive, they can.
But can't you fall in love with that? If the guy does do that, buys every night. Oh my gosh, this is a great guy.
Yes, the treatment. Yeah, for
but
sure.
But that's a love bomb.
Yes, yeah. I feel like you really have to be with somebody for like at least a year, maybe 2 years before you can really start being like, oh, I'm in love with this person.
At least 2.
Okay, whatever you say, two. But you know, I feel like it's...
Did you say one or two?
I said one to two.
Okay, well, we're not far off then.
Not far off.
Okay.
No.
I see five.
Five?
I just think you got to give it time. 6 months, a year, there's still some ambiguity there.
Yeah, I 100% agree. You've got to give it some time to figure out if this person's being themselves around you yet.
If they're agreeing with everything you've said and you have not had an argument, you have not seen the real person. That's just the truth. Nobody agrees on everything. As I was saying the other night with Mary Ellen, it's not about... And her husband was like this. I knew her husband. They were married for over 70 years. It's not... They weren't interested in the same stuff. I can't think... Maybe they both golfed together, but it wasn't a whole lot of similar... He was not a politician. He was a mailman. They were completely different in that regard. But he supported everything she did. He was the one who said, you think you can't beat that guy? You can beat that guy. You can do this. You can do this. He was her biggest supporter. And that is what makes a relationship. That is what will make it last. Not that you agree on everything. Not that you have the similar interest. You can be complete opposites. But if you support that person, that's love. That's the definition of love.
Wow, it sounds like you just defined love. Easy peasy.
Let me write that down. Yeah.
Unconditional support.
Unconditional support. What do you think, Matt? Not unconditional. If they rob a bank, I'm not supporting them.
I'm not really sure. I feel like love means different things to a lot of different people.
Okay.
So, like, I don't...
Was that a comma? Is there more to that?
I don't think you can necessarily put, like, one... I don't think you can necessarily put one definition on it, because not everybody looks at it the same way.
I do. What do you think, Sean?
I agree with you.
There you go. Unconditional support.
Yeah.
But I don't even know that age really matters a whole lot. We fluffed that all up. We talked about that at the Bratwurst Festival. That's interesting. You didn't get to hear that conversation, Matt. There was a lot of old men walking around with young girls, but no old women walking around with young men. Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be the opposite way around.
It's not.
That's interesting.
So maybe you need a nurse.
Yeah,
why?
Probably part of
well, because I feel at some point in my life that I don't want to be married and I don't have any kids, so at some point I'm probably just going to need taken care of.
Like a young one because you can take care of.
Yeah, I'm going to need somebody there just to make sure that I don't fall down in the house or something.
That's what life alert's for.
Well, but yeah, but you don't want to lay there and wait for them to come. You know,
you're right.
That looks sad. When the fireman comes in and goes, "What went wrong?" And you're like, "I fell down. And there's nobody here to help me up." That's loneliness.
That would hurt. That'd be a pride hit.
Let me try Opal here again. Talk amongst yourselves if you want.
Okay. Carrington, did you work today?
I did.
How was it?
It was good. I only had a 4-hour shift, and I got to work in Mansfield, which was fun.
Mansfield.
Yeah, I've been going all over. Kroger doesn't have a lot of hours to give me, so I get to drive all over the state of Ohio to work.
That's no fun.
Hey, it's not bad. I get paid to drive, so.
You get paid mileage?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
No, it's great.
Well, that was some small talk.
I mean, we made it work.
Ooh, that was some small talk right there. Wow. I'm enthralled.
I mean, we could always... Okay, here, let me retry.
Try it again.
Carrington.
Yes?
Did you know you could watch the JFK versus Richard Nixon debate on YouTube?
She doesn't even know who JFK or Richard Nixon is. I didn't think you had any idea.
Those are previous presidents.
I watched...
That was mean.
No, I didn't mean that mean at all.
Insult my intelligence.
No. It's because the other night you came in and you said, "I don't know anything about current events."
Those aren't current events. That's history.
Excuse me?
JFK and Nixon, come on.
No, that was not. I'm not trying to be mean at all. I'm a nice person. That's what they all say. Oh, excuse me. Okay. What do you know about JFK?
He's the cutest president we've ever had, I think. Right? Oh. He's the young guy. He's cute. I was actually watching a video earlier today about this, how I think that... Getting a hot president would help reunite America.
Getting a hot president would help you reunite America. Well, there's a subject.
That's how you head to...
It's because women are allowed to vote now.
That's how you head towards...
Ever since we let women vote, it's been downhill from there on out.
That sounds like 1984. Oh, my Lord. George Orwell's 1984.
Good Lord. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you better think about getting married, because I thought, you know, you would describe me there to a T there.
Well, no,
no. Old man, no kids, nobody take care of him, falls, calls emergency squad to help him get up. I thought you was going on about me there.
No. Matter of fact, I prefer that. Because, you know, if you get to that point with a woman and you've been married several years, she's going to say, why'd you fall down? Here, it's going to be one of those. I don't want the riot act because I'm laying there on the floor. Huh?
But really, who does marriage benefit more, the man or woman?
Make
that between you guys.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. We'll see if we can find out an answer. Do you think a hot president would reunite the country?
No, I think Harrington just has a little bit too many hormones.
Oh! There you go. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, well, your hormones are out of whack tonight.
Ouch.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, well, there are two questions on the table here. Number one, we'll come back to that hot president thing in a second. But the first question is, who does marriage benefit more, the man or the woman?
The woman.
Or the man and the man, or the woman and the woman. That's the world we live in now.
The woman.
The woman. Why does it benefit the woman more?
The divorce courts, family court kind of thing favors the woman most of the time.
Oh, you're saying, yeah, financially in the end, yeah, probably does. What do you think, Sean?
I might agree with the woman as well.
The woman as well?
Yeah.
But that's the divorce, though. Who if you're still married, who does it benefit more?
The woman.
Because?
Because,
they get pampered more.
Yeah, just like men are...
Love bomb.
You
love bomb until you stumble onto somebody else.
It's more so like I know a lot of women who will say that women like to be taken care of. They want a like support.
Yes, system. Even if they say they don't, they do.
So all of a sudden, your worth becomes how you can support them. It benefits them more.
You're gonna get called a misogynist.
I'm okay with that, honestly.
Oh, go ahead, Sean. It's a fun show tonight. I think it's not tonight.
I'm gonna have to. Go on the women's side on this, because I know a lot of women that will, they take care of their own, they stand on their own ground.
Oh, I'm not saying they can't stand on their own ground, and I'm not saying they don't want to. I'm saying they will tell you they don't want to be taken care of, but you don't take care of them, and you're in a relationship with them for a while, you're going to start seeing some behaviors.
Yeah, certain, you know. But not. I think more nowadays in character in the answer to this one, but nowadays a lot of girls don't want to be taken care of. They want to take care of their own.
So they say. Speaking on behalf of all women, Carrington, yeah. What do you think?
Wow, no pressure.
Not at all.
It's definitely on a relationship-to-relationship basis. I think that's mean of you to say that all women are lying whenever they tell you what they want.
No, mean...
Yes. Whenever she said she doesn't want to be taken care of, that is not... You don't need to read in between the lines and see where things are going.
No, it's not mean. It's just reality in the situation. They will tell you that. Because, but who's going to walk up and say, I want to be taken care of? That ain't going to float. So, what happens is if you... They will say, I don't need taken care of. But if you don't do anything, if you don't do those things like open the door... And you don't buy dinner, and you don't help them in any way. If somebody else does, that person becomes more appealing.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily taking care of them. That's just putting in effort in toward the relationship. Like if you
well, what's taking care? Maybe we just have a different definition of taking care.
Yeah, taking care. I'm thinking they're like paying your bills and you're a stay-at-home
person. No. Not no. No, I'm talking about. If you are buying somebody's dinners and you are taking them places and you are paying for the vacations and all the dates and everything that goes on the dates, you're taking care of them.
Yes, I agree, and I don't support that. I think that both people should be doing those things equally. You know, if you suggest a date idea, maybe you're the one that's responsible for paying for it. But
yeah,
like,
but do you know how many people get in a relationship or get married when the underlying factor... I'm not saying they don't like the person. You have to like them. You're not going to pick somebody who's evil to you. But the underlying reason is you really just need somebody to split the bills with because you're under financial trouble. If you're living on your own, you could be in financial peril.
That's true. I don't know if that's the main reason. No, like emotional companionship?
Underlying.
Oh, okay. At the end of the day, it's really about paying the bills, though.
Well... Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, yeah. And that's why in the end they go south. The number one cause of breaking up is money.
Yeah.
People fighting over money.
I would believe that.
So, yeah. Matt, what do you think?
I think that... I don't think... I don't think that a woman values financials all too much.
You don't think if you went out every... And the woman goes for the bill and you say, no, I got that. And you do that every night you're together. That eventually she is going to... You don't think she'll like you? That won't be something that figures into it?
I mean, that's almost your fault. You set the precedent.
You
for
do.
Sure.
Well, right, but she doesn't have to go along with that.
Yeah, so she reaches for the bill, and you don't say, oh, I got it again.
Right, but you're doing that to get her. She just doesn't do anything about it.
You're doing that to get her. So you're doing these nice things just to win her over?
I'm not, but I know people who do.
And I think that's where a lot of the issues come in with relationships, because... Yeah, maybe the person wants to continually be treated nice, and that doesn't mean they have to spend a bunch of money and pay for their dinners. Like, you can do nice gestures that are free. You could call them and tell them that you care about them, or you could bring them flowers, or...
I'm for that.
Yeah, and
but
that's the same thing.
But if... Okay, well, okay, let's say this happens hypothetically. Let's say you're in a relationship and it ends, but it's not... No arguments, it's not slash and burn, it's not anything like that. And somebody goes on to the next thing, and that person pays for everything. Well, you probably will like them if you're in some financial peril.
Yeah,
but you're
I
not going to like them for the same reasons you like the person who wasn't paying for everything. That probably was a more authentic relationship.
Yeah, where you're both paying for things equally, I would agree. You obviously have some bias if someone's continually... buying you things.
But you don't see the bias. That's the difference. You don't see that bias. You think it's just them being nice. You don't realize that there's an ulterior motive there.
That's why you've got to have, like, caps on how many nice things you're doing. You
exactly.
can't just be crazy unconditional if the other person's not putting in the same sort of nice acts and effort.
I've heard this out of men and women. Because I always love to ask this question when somebody's in a relationship. I said, well, why do you like them? What is it about them you like? If their reason, first reason, because they'll give you 1,000 reasons. If the first reason is, I haven't had to pay for anything since I've been with them.
That's a red flag.
That's what I
think. That's a red flag.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do people actually say that?
Oh, they absolutely do.
Wow. I'm appalled.
Yeah, I'm appalled by those people too. But they do. But and when you say that though, and you go, hey, whoa, that's not good. You know, you that's a red flag. Then they get angry at you. Well, I want to be happy, and you're wrong, and that's what you get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's your place to tell the person that they're wrong for being in that relationship because they didn't ask for your opinion. If they tell you, and then they're like, what do you think about this, and you were to say that, then, you know, they can't get mad.
99% of the opinions I talk about on this show aren't asked for, but I just give them anyway because that's what we're doing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, one thing the guy gets to look forward to, too, is when you get divorced and you got a couple kids, you've got to pay her half your check. So,
well, that doesn't,
that's
yeah, well,
I get to look forward to.
I would say divorce, certainly in the state of Ohio, not being community property, yes, probably does favor the female.
Yeah, like, you know, very few guys get the kids, and if they do get the kids, there's hardly any child support made to pay.
I think you might be right. Hey, thanks.
Yep.
Now, let's get back to the other subject, which I found fascinating. You it was a study, right? That a hot...
No study. This was a TikTok video that suggested a hot president could help unite the country.
In what way?
I don't know. I didn't write the TikTok
video. But you got the hots
video.
For JFK.
JFK is the most attractive president. Let's like, we can run a poll.
You just know he has money and he would have paid for all the dinners.
All the presidents have money just because they're...
No, the Kennedys had some real money. They got mob money.
They've got old money.
No, they got mob money. Mob money, yeah. I was telling Matt about that earlier. But so really, what's the reasoning for this?
Don't
hold back.
I know.
Let it rip.
I'm trying to save myself.
No, let it rip. Go ahead. Tell what it is.
I feel like it's... People have a bias toward attractive people, like, in society. I majored in psychology. Like, that's a true thing. Like,
is that why people like me?
Yeah. You okay. Cracked the code.
I know. There you go. No, so that people have a bias toward attractive people in society.
Yeah, they'll treat them better. like...
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's, like, the... I'm trying to think of what it's called. It's, like, the pretty privilege. That's the term.
The pretty privilege?
Pretty privilege.
Wow. So if people are mean to you, you're probably not good looking.
No, no, not necessarily. It's just people are more inclined to do nice things for you if you're pretty and...
Win somebody over.
Yeah.
There
yes.
you go.
So, back to the JFK being the hottest president.
Yeah.
I just think people...
I've never heard that in my life.
What?
I've never heard somebody call JFK hot. He was the hottest president.
I'm going to look up a picture of him. Like, he was, right?
Well, I don't
the right that. President. Do you guys think so? Everyone say your favorite...
The youngest president.
Youngest.
Who was the hottest president?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Guys.
Wait, we're supposed to rate men? Supposed to call...
I have heard that before. People do like people did like JFK because he was attractive to them.
No, they liked him because he was well spoken and yeah.
Yes, no. Also those things. But I think he had a little
but
bit.
But like yeah, compared to Ronald Reagan who was also well spoken, they were just like, yeah, but look
people
at JFK.
Loved Ronald but people loved Ronald Reagan and Ronald Reagan won by more votes than JFK did.
Didn't you hear what I told you that my grandpa told me? They killed JFK because he was too popular.
Well, I don't know about that, but
sounds really conspiracy theory.
So why would a hot president reunite the country?
I just think people could maybe agree with because like I talked about the whole pretty privilege and people will like be more inclined to do nice things for you.
Isn't that really superficial?
Like Jessica Simpson was the president.
Yeah, maybe people would agree.
So okay, now here's an interesting thing. So who would be president? Based on that, who would be the hottest president that you could elect?
This sounds like a 1984. This sounds like the chapter in 1984 where they're talking about politics, and then there's just the conversation with the girls who talk about how the president's hot.
You'd want Jessica Simpson? Okay, she'd be president in your book. Yeah. You'd like her just because she's hot. You'd vote for her just because she's hot.
Well,
I won't get into it, but you voted for somebody at one point because you thought they were good looking, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
No. Say it with your chest. Come on.
Okay, what do you think, Matt?
I don't know enough actors or actresses.
No, politician, anybody.
I don't think there's a good-looking politician that exists.
Yeah, ever since they killed JFK, it's all been downhill from there.
Downhill from there.
None?
How about Sarah Palin? How about that lady?
Sarah Palin?
That's the lady
you think
from
she's hot?
Alaska, right?
Do the glasses turn you on? What is it about Sarah Palin?
I personally don't... I mean, she's not bad-looking, but, like, I mean, that's how...
I thought she could see Russia from Alaska.
You can.
Oh, Lord.
There's an island that's literally, like, a whole, like...
From her house. She said from her house.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
That's who you'd like president. Okay. Okay, Sarah Palin's give Matt the hots.
They don't have to have geography down to be...
I can't believe... That's interesting. Now we're learning who gives you the hots. Jessica Simpson...
Look,
Sarah Palin.
No. Just people think that Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin calendar for Christmas.
People think that Sarah Palin's strategy was to flirt with the audience because she'd always like wink at them and things.
Well, she did. She always had that wink going on. She was a hockey mom and tiger or something or another. She spoke her whole language.
Yeah,
Alaskanese.
I think
hockey mom.
Part of her strategy was definitely to flirt with the audience.
All right. Apparently it worked.
Yeah, apparently she is the governor, so yeah, she did it.
But she never got vice president and never went any further than that. All right, who would be the hottest president for you, Carrington?
So, Taylor Swift, I'm sorry. I think that Taylor Swift would be the perfect president because...
Taylor Swift?
Females were obviously going to support Taylor Swift because, you know, she's
Taylor
saving
Swift,
the economy
now,
right now.
Whoa. So you think Taylor Swift is hot?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
I'm
don't
just
want
asking.
To, yes.
Okay.
You can't deny that. Taylor Swift's kind of hot.
She's had a lot of men. She has. I mean, she's been around.
But all the girls are going to support her, and then I think the guys would as well.
But because she's hot?
Yeah, whatever.
So, no, but I'm asking, in your opinion, who would be a hot president?
Maybe Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Wasn't he just on the cover of People magazine for being the hottest man alive or something?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just read it in the line there at Kroger. I just go down and take a look at the cover of the magazine.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds. What was he in? I don't even...
He's married to Blake Lively.
Is that a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Oh, okay. That could be be a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought you would know. She's famous.
Yeah, I do know her. She's great.
Okay.
I got all her stuff at home.
For sure. You've got her number in your phone.
Oh, my. Yes. So we got Sarah Palin gives Matt the hots. Taylor Swift gives Carrington the hots. And, no, what was the man's name? Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan
excuse me.
Reynolds.
And Sean, it's Jessica Simpson. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we get hot president.
Oh, Scott, are you not going to share?
No, I'm the moderator.
Oh, okay.
But no.
I know who Scott says.
Well, yeah, but
Ashley Williams.
Ashley Williams is who I'd marry. Now, I don't necessarily know if she's the hottest woman in the world. She certainly is my cup of tea. But who is hot? You know, I don't even know, to be honest. I don't think about that. I really don't worry about what people look like. That has no bearing in my life because I know that no matter how good they look, two things can happen. Number one, that can change over time. And number two, they might have a really, really, really bad attitude.
That's true.
And I can't take either one of those things.
That's true. I think whenever I think someone is too pretty or too good looking, I think I mentally start assuming negative things about their personality to, like, make myself feel a little better.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah? Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, but why are people like that? I mean, I hate to stereotype here, but it is true.
Yeah.
They get a really, like, up in the high nose type of thing. And some people think they're better looking than they are. I don't know what mirror they use.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I know some people like that.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. We have access to access to cameras now, and
I know I'm not hot. I looked in the mirror and I cracked it this morning. So
well, there you go.
There you go.
I don't know. I'm shocked at that because people will put these every day. You see a new picture of them on Facebook, and all people say to them is, "Oh, you look so good." And it's the same people every day. Oh, you look so good.
Yes.
I would never do that. First of all, I wouldn't put the picture up there every day. And number two, I certainly wouldn't comment to the person every day, "Boy, you look good." Isn't there people telling them this who they live with?
Yeah, it's like egging them on. They're like, "We want another picture tomorrow." No, we don't.
Because
I don't want to see any more of you.
You don't need to see it again.
People like to do selfies. I don't know why.
Yeah, but why? I don't care what you... honest to God. And stop taking selfies in the gym.
My mom knows a lady on Facebook who does this. Like, she'll take a picture with her kid and be like, "Johnny had a great game tonight," but she's in the picture every time.
You know, I wonder, you know, I know somebody like
that,
too.
Love my great husband, but it's a selfie of both.
Oh, absolutely.
Every picture
absolutely.
They're in.
You know, I know somebody who's very compulsive about that. Compulsive. And it's scary.
About being in the picture?
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes it's about other people, but she's always in the picture.
That's so
And
weird.
Why is it always a woman? Honestly, isn't that odd?
Okay. I don't know. I don't want to get into that can of worms.
But that's a whole interesting thing, is it not?
Yeah, I feel like women are just forced to kind of care more about appearances, though. Like, with makeup and stuff, there's, like, more pressure for women to want to look good.
What's with the fake tan? I mean, when I outed... She's not listening. So when I outed Abby on her fake tan, she did not like it. I still think she holds that against me.
Yeah, she probably was a little embarrassed. She probably
But it was just her and I.
Yeah, but the idea
now
is...
Now that I said it on the radio, probably not. But, sorry,
you
Abby.
You look natural. So
yeah, but, well, don't
says,
wear a ponytail.
That's not natural.
Yeah, we're in Ohio. You can't have a tan in January.
Hey, I'm not the one getting those fake tans. I don't know what they're thinking.
And when you wear a ponytail, make sure the back of your neck has been sprayed, or else I'm going to see it. I'm going to say, "What's wrong with the back of your neck?
Oh,
why
yeah.
is the back of your neck not tan?"
There's all kinds of rules about fake tan, and you have to bend your fingers so the cracks fill.
You want to make sure you get it in the cracks.
You gotta get the fake
make
tan
sure
in the
you
cracks.
Get that
and
tan in the cracks. Oh Lord. Okay. I don't know if we've ever done this on the air. We did it on the television show the other night. Your friends have listened to this show now. Maybe they're listening right now, and their motto is
more Carrington and less everybody else.
Well, I hope they're getting it tonight because there's been a lot of Carrington.
There
I think
has.
More than ever on this show.
Yeah, I was told the other night that I was gonna have to start talking more because
really,
you told me that.
Oh, I did, because you seemed a little hesitant.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't worry.
You're in it tonight, though.
I'm breaking out of my shell.
You're in it to win it tonight. But see, now, isn't this a good group, though? I mean, honest to God, this is what you want in a show. You want people who will come at you and tell you you're mean and all this sort of thing, just like you did, and tell you when you mispronounce a name. That's just what you want in a
and
show.
And I will every time.
And I'm glad you will. This is a good group. And guess what? This good group will be coming back in 15 minutes. Go get your cheese dip and your popcorn. And we've got a whole lot of other stuff to talk about on the other end. 15-minute break. We'll be back.
A spontaneous good. Reaction for a guy that had a real gripe against the legal system.
to the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating? Or are